Continue with Vision Destiny 2021, looking at what God said and did during this time of 2020, which has been huge shiftings and shakings, and some major things have happened and some major things have been released, and God has been doing some amazing things underneath and behind all that's been taking place. So what does that mean for 2021 going forward? Those are the sort of the questions we need to ask. So on the 17th of August, Father said, "Son, the world is reverting to the cycles controlled by the systems of do-it-yourself, and it is in competition through the political spirit and the religious spirit. And this is how this economic, governmental system that is controlled by the political and religious spirit functions. And it functions through division, competition, conflict, and tribalism. The last four-year cycle in the USA was the most divisive ever known, and the election is going to be even more divisive. These cycles are being fueled by the religious spirit, which is also divisive among itself. The world is truly a reflection of the church systems, which is denominated and in conflict. Son, legislate for peaceful transition to end all old cycles and replace them with new ages of truth and enlightenment, characterized by rest, not war. The orders never want to let go of power, so there's always been a catastrophic and cataclysmic end to the new beginning. And we don't want that. We need a peaceful transition, not a violent revolution. It was so when all the empires lost their power and position in world affairs: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, Israel. Son, it is time for our sons to usher in peaceful transition to end the present age and begin the next. The earth shield is vital, as well as new order ecclesia rising, who can engage with the elementals to free the earth itself to cooperate. And it's so important that there is cooperation between the earth and the sons of God with the heart of God. And it needs ecclesia who are in focus with the part of God engaging to be able to engage the elementals to see the earth come into agreement. The earth must be at peace to enable the shifts that must come to restore family to its rightful place to replace nations. It's like we can't cope with too much change, and if the earth is shifting and shaking and violently reacting to what's going on in the world, then that creates more fear, more chaos, which doesn't help the transition process. We need to legislate for peace. Seismic activity to unify the land masses and reorder the tectonic plates to restore oneness of creation itself must be legislated for, but it must be done in the right time, in the right sequence, not just as it happens, because that could create chaos. Son, you have felt creation's groaning within many orders. Now, from a place of rest, legislate for a peaceful transition in each other. And I think this is the key. We need to be at rest to bring creation into rest, to bring changes within the structures of world global systems in that way. Awakening will do it. Revolution won't. The children, the angelic, the dimensional, the physical, the earthly, the cosmic, the elements are some of the orders that will be restored. Son, our children need a realization of the truth of who we are through a global awakening of consciousness to be enlightened to unconditional love and limitless grace. And that is absolutely key. We need an awakening to unconditional love and limitless grace. So we function in what we've received, and we freely give and freely release what we've received. So I'm going to just release some declarations that I made as the Father said this to me. And again, I just encourage you to just close your eyes and allow these declarations to resonate with you or not. It's up to you, up to what you feel your spirit engages with. But I really believe we need to see a global awakening, and we need to see peaceful transition in the shifting and shaking that's going on, to facilitate the changes that need to happen to bring those global systems out of power and to release the kingdom of God to come into dominion. So I encourage you just to close your eyes. call for a global awakening of spiritual consciousness to love, joy, and peace. I call for the sons of God to rise up in union and oneness of heart, mind, and purpose. Heart, mind, purpose. I call for restored union between the sons of God, the angelic realms, the elementals, and creation. I call for kings and priests in union as oracles and legislators to bring the convergence of the union of heaven and earth. I call for the peaceful transition of the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. I call for the end of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism, with the sons of God to unveil the truth of unconditional love and limitless grace. Love, joy, peace. A global awakening of love, joy, peace. The oracles of the Father's heart. Now, whenever decorations are made like that, they become part of you and you become the declaration. And it's really important that we don't just say words, but we are the words. We embody the words, we outwork the words. The words are part of us. And when we speak the truth in love, we're speaking those words with conviction, with compassion, with passion, with joy, because they're part of us. And that conviction that we are creating a reality by our words aligned with the Father's heart is really, really key. And it's so important that we engage the Father, engage the realm of light, engage in a depth of intimacy that reveals the Father's heart and purifies our hearts in the process, so we do not have mixture when we make declarations. And the motive of our declarations is not to win. It's not to prove a point or win an argument. It's not a warfare statement. It's a declaration of reality. It's bringing things, and it must be motivated by love for the benefit of all, not for revenge, retribution, or any other negative judgment, justice type mandate that comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So the Father continued on the 18th of August, "Son, rest in our unconditional love and just be with us as we are with you. We are in your spirit as you are within the eternal now. We are within your soul as you are within the four faces of God. We are within the garden of your heart as you are within the garden of our heart." Now there's this fractal reciprocation of whatever's going on within us is where we are within the realms of heaven. And that's why there must be this convergence and connection between heaven and earth, that we truly know where we are in that realm. And that actually changes and transforms us and brings us into alignment within ourselves, that our spirit, soul, body is completely in union and oneness, balanced and in the flow of the life that's coming out of heaven. We are within the fabric of your being, as you can be connected to the fabric of creation as you have experienced. And I have experienced that a number of times. We are active within the Merkaba and your energy gates as you are active within the chamber of destiny and creation. So there's something creative about being within the Creator and the Creator being within us. Son, learning to be within I am and aware that I am is within you is part of the true maturing process, so you can continually be face to face, heart to heart, and mind to mind. As your consciousness awakens, you will become more enlightened and rest will be a state of being. So many people are striving to enter rest, and it's not wrong to pursue it, but to strive for it will not produce rest. We have to come into a total state of enlightened being. Son, you can learn to live in the quantum moments where all time exists and expand your ability to contract time into that moment of experience. And again, important that we embrace that ability and learn how to do that. As you learn to live in the rest state, every moment takes on increased significance, as it could be an hour, a day, a week, a month, or a year. The only limitation is your consciousness's capacity to believe the possibilities and choose them. Son, there is no difference in choosing a quanta of a millisecond or a millennia. Only in your mind is there limitation. That's why we need a renewed consciousness, an expanded mind. Practice expanding your mind's ability to choose what happens in a quantum moment so that you retain the knowledge of the experience. You can begin with you entering rest each day, and then when we engage face to face, I will open your eyes to see and know as we spend more quality time together. And that's a great invitation to continue pursuing relationship. Son, as you mature in this reality, you can continually bring your future into your present, just as you have with the restoration of the fallen ones. So this is a lifestyle, how we live freed and untethered from time and space. There are missions and quests that we have for you that would normally take months, even years, that will require that you can fulfill them in the moment. So live in rest. Son, all time is living and active and is at your disposal, so choose this reality whenever you need to, but don't get trapped in the moment. Others that you interact with during these moments may not have the capacity to retain the knowledge of your experience, so don't assume relationship. So it's really, really important that we realize that not everyone will be able to retain the knowledge of what's happened within these quantum moment engagements. You cannot relate to others on fast forward and rewind if they do not have this capacity yet. So use this for missions and not everyday life. So it's important that you relate to people in the time frame that they can relate. And if they cannot yet engage in this quantum moment revelation, then you can't engage them in that way because they would not have the capacity to understand. But everyone, and I believe, is being awakened to consciousness to bring them into this reality. 19th of August. I practice entering rest in a quantum moment as my mind expanded the moment in fast forward. I felt the process of living love, loving living, living loving in an instant. Son, you have done well. Come walk with me. We walked to beyond and emerged in the dimensional anteroom. This is the place between dimensions that you can engage dimensional beings. There are others that you must meet who are representatives, as they have felt the frequency ripples of hope that have been released. And that is what we're doing in the Earth Shield. That's what we're doing in legislation. We're releasing ripples of hope out into the cosmos by making the declarations that we are here for you. We are here for you. There were many who came to form a small crowd, creating an atmosphere of excitement and apprehension. And there was quite a few, 25, I think, in the end. There were beings of all forms, so I reached out to them with my mind, with a welcome and an introduction. They dispensed with the niceties and asked, can we be free? We all know we've been deceived, and we all have seen the light of sonship and the hope of freedom. My response, of course, is yes. Yes, and your whole dimensions can be restored if you become ambassadors of hope to them. We can't do all of the work. They have to do the work themselves, but we can inspire and help in that process as ambassadors ourselves to those dimensional realms. So I looked at the Father, who seemed to be hidden from their sight, and he said, practice what you have learned. And I guess I interpreted that as practice quantum moments, because I was somewhat overwhelmed with how can I engage 25 different dimensions? How long is that going to take? Because I knew, having engaged a number of dimensions before, it does take time, you know, and there has to be a consistency with it. But one by one, I engaged each race and their dimension in a quantum moment. Therefore, whatever length of time it took and whatever that experience was, it happened within that expanded moment, and then I moved to the next, and it all happened within a moment of expanded time, but I retained the knowledge of those experiences. I brooded in the process because I was now able to connect to where I am multidimensionally. So I'm within the heart of the Father, in the garden, within the garden of his heart, in the cradle of life. So I brooded in the cradle of life, and I released the process where the sound of many waters would amplify the sound, the voice of God within the chamber of destiny, to amplify that within the chamber of creation, and the quantum lumens, the grace beings, would begin to be excited and energized. So I released that in that moment. The grace of the quantum lumens went into their dimension, saw their bondage, the connection tower to our dimensions, and I used it to transmit hope and start the revolution. And I saw all that in the moment, experienced it all in the moment, and it all outworked all in that moment. And each time I was aware of their connection to our dimension and how that had perverted and formed societies which are at the worst of what we have done and amplified it. But they have a broadcasting capability because they're connected to our realm. It has been disconnected to most people, but we can re-engage it when our frequency can be aligned to reach out to those dimensions, because we have mandated, we are sons, and we have authority to do so. And in each dimension, 25 different dimensions, I started a revolution and encouraged and empowered those ambassadors to begin to outwork. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about a war revolution. I don't want to start wars everywhere, but I'm starting the change process. This process repeated for all 25 dimensions. All engagements happened in an expanded moment, and I retained the knowledge of each encounter. This ability increases the capacity for legislation greatly and makes the possibility of the restoration of all things an inevitability, because God's heart in that moment is expanded through what we do in our sonship into that reality which we've chosen. The Father then took me into the realm of eternity, and it was like the whole place functioned in quantum moments, where the Father showed me that he could see and feel all things in all moments for all creation, which is way beyond my capacity. Son, as our sons mature to become ascended fathers, they will have this capacity to connect and care for all they create. This place is different to the transcendence of the eternal now dimension, as is within time and imminent. So engaging in that place, it was where you could call it the realm of eternity, but it is a place where there's a convergence between the eternal now and time in different phases. So within the eternal now, it is extremely fast speed of light. Within the realm of the kingdom of God, which ultimately where this gets outworked, it is a slower speed of creative light and more attuned to our dimension, which is why we need to outwork the quantum moment stuff within that dimension. Son, there is so much we want to show you and impart, but this must be a relational process that you grow through. Son, make sure you're not limited and restricted by time entanglement, and keep practicing quantum moment expansion daily, but don't be tempted to try to do so with our times together. I want to spend that in real time. I want to enjoy and savor every moment of my relationship with God. And everything that I've engaged, you know, is what I want to teach people to do themselves. You know, you can't have my revelation, but you can have the experiences that come from your revelation when you have those encounters. The whole Engaging God program, which, you know, is now coming really to completion, although I keep adding new sessions to it, really helps facilitate people engage God for themselves. It's not about learning intellectual knowledge. It's about learning how to practice and engage, training the senses to be able to do all the things that I'm sharing right now. This didn't happen overnight. This is a 10-year journey. And if you go back beyond that, a 30-year journey, really. But the last 10 years have been an accelerated thing of engaging in sonship and in the realms of heaven. All of this is an outworking of my relationship with God on a day-to-day basis. It comes from intimacy, heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind, face-to-face engagements. That is what I'm encouraging you to do. You know, don't just take this information, see it as I can have this type of relationship and I can receive revelation for my life. We are infinite, and although we can choose to exist in all moments of time, we cannot be expanded. So this is God speaking. So there's a sense where we've got to realize that God is transcendent above all this, and he can exist in all our moments, but he is still who he is. I had so many questions fill my mind at that moment, but stayed in rest and just enjoyed being immersed in the oracles of the Father's heart, feeling the passion for creation and its restoration. 20th of August. Son, creation is our pride and joy, and mankind is the pinnacle of all that has been made, but that does not lessen our love for all things. You have felt what we feel, so you know the true reality that motivates our desire for the restoration of all things back to relational union and oneness within I Am. The union of all dimensions and all beings is central to restoration, as we are within all and all is within us. Son, reach out with your spirit into creation. What do you sense and feel? Now, you might ask, how do you do that? Well, you do it by intention and choice. I reach out with my spirit to engage creation, and then it happens. It may happen differently for you, but something will happen when you reach out with an intention following what the Father's asked you to do, because he's empowering you to do it. So as I overshadowed creation, I felt its deep longing for a return to what was, as the memory was still there, like a faint echo within the groan that creation is groaning with. There is that memory of what it once was, and that is what it wants to return to. I went deeper, further, to touch the living beings, and I felt a shift from what I had previously experienced. There was less conflict and confusion, less angst amongst all of the whirlpool of emotions, was hope, stronger and more defined than before. And I was very, very encouraged by this, because I do believe it's part of the legislation and government that's been taking place in these days. We're breaking through and we're creating hope. That hope is impacting all dimensional beings. Son, what you are detecting is the result of the increasing frequency of love that our sons are manifesting through their positions of government. I consciously connected to the earth shield and felt the joyous union of hearts and minds in all its celebration of diversity, because there are cloud of witnesses, there are angels, there are people, there are restored angels. I mean, it is wondrous to be part of it. Man, angelic realm, witnesses, restored seven spirits, but there were no dimensional beings that I had engaged with previously, but I didn't feel were there in that shield. So I was a little bit concerned. So I reached out further with my spirit into the dimensions, because remember, when we've been somewhere, we leave a deposit of quantum entanglement. The memory of our being enables us to re-engage it. So I reached into those dimensions, all of the dimensions that I engage with an invitation to participate with us in shielding and protecting the earth as guardians. Now, I didn't know whether I was overstepping the mark, but I just felt a longing for them to be involved. So I went into the anteroom to speak with those who responded there, and there were a number of representatives present. I communicated my invitation in person, but it was kindly rejected, along with the explanation that they were not sufficiently restored. There would be a danger, as there is still great opposition to the changes and animosity towards mankind. Son, there is still much to do. So the Father basically started to talk to me about it. And great wisdom is needed when engaging, but your heart was good, and there will come a day when union will be dimensional. Son, Enoch and Metatron are not the same being, as you already know, so be very careful that mixture of Jewish mysticism does not infect your union. And it's so important that we don't just buy into mystic books without personal revelation. And I want to put that out there, because I've seen it. You know, people say something because they've read it, but they've never experienced it. We must only share what we have actual personal testimony of, not just information gleaned from other sources, which may or may not be true. And the one that Enoch and Metatron are the same is not true. True knowledge comes from the truth, not books. which can impart information, but wisdom can only come relationally. Do not be tempted by knowledge, only pursue the truth found in the light of me as the way, the truth, and the life. I am true reality, and the light of truth shines through my being, as through us relationally, as we are wisdom in union and oneness. So then wisdom as a being came and took me to her heights. She opened the pillars that are the foundations of the earth. Now in those it talks about seven pillars of wisdom there. Now, there are dimensions to those pillars. There's a dimension of entering those pillars for a process of maturity and transformation and outworking legislation. But there are other dimensional realities of that to the foundations of the earth. There she showed me how the cube, Metatron's cube, connected creation through man's sonship and the earth's dimensional position and centrality to it. So everything is fractally based. So you could look at Metatron's cube and you can see in the middle of Metatron's tube is the seed of life. And you can look within the seed of life and you can see there's something deeper, and you can look and see there's something deeper. And you can look outward from the center and see that there are circles that contain all of that around. And the overlapping of the heavenly and earthly government of Mount Zion and the mountain of the house of the Lord, all contained within that. That's also contained within me. That's also contained within the earth. So she also warned of the dangers of the mixture contained within Jewish writings and their connection to the cabals and global control systems. Now, at this point of time, I did not understand that fully. I wasn't aware of how the religious and political spirit through these global systems of control are actually controlled with a Zionist and a Judaistic Marxist agenda. They have come from the same root. So the left and right wings of the political system are controlled by a religious system behind it, which is designed to create one world religious system of control, where there is subservience to a higher class. If you look at the Jewish Talmud, you'll find it's an abhorrent book that basically gives Jewish people, and I'm not knocking Jewish people here, I'm just saying that this is a writings that some are following and using as their agenda for global control systems. And with behind all of that, there is using the political spirit to form an elite that can actually bring Gentiles, or Goyim as they call them, into subservience to a higher master race. Now, most people would have no idea about that, and most Jewish people would have no idea about it, but some do, and they control the media. Most of the media is controlled by those with a Zionist and Talmud agenda. And we have to become aware of that. And therefore, we've got to be very careful that we do not absorb Jewish Hebraic culture, because that culture is not kingdom culture. And this system, if we're going to see the economic system, the political system, and all of those systems controlling the world be changed so the kingdom of God fills the earth, then we're going to see there's conflict. And the left and right seem to be in opposition with one another, which just again fuels conflict in the world, actually are controlled behind that with an agenda, even though they may not realize it. Purity maintains wisdom, which protects against the twisting and perverting of the truth, and the frequency of love must resonate with its harmonics. Now, it's so important that whenever we're engaging these things, we do it in love. We're not here to win an argument. We're here to demonstrate that love wins by limitless grace. So although there might be these things in place and people might be behind them and spiritual dynamics might be behind them, because I think behind all of that is a Luciferian system which is embedded within all of that, then we need to see that our heart in this is restoration, not warfare and not destruction. Even though all of this agenda might be in place, we need to bring love and limitless grace into it to see transformation and change. So wisdom looked deeply into my eyes, and I looked into the deep pools of her being, and I felt a peace that brought calm to my concerns. Because having all of those issues were raised up in me, but I didn't have answers at that time, and I didn't really understand some of how this has happened through history and how this whole process has brought about the economic system and the banking system and the media system and all of those control systems, the political systems and all of those things. I was concerned, you know, well, how can we deal with this? Yes, I can see that we can look to deal with division and competition and conflict and tribalism within the church. And we can come together in union ourselves in groups of people who are in union of heart, mind and purpose and are demonstrating something different. But when you look at the control of these systems seem to have around the world and the influence they have in the atmosphere of the earth and all of that, it seemed quite overwhelming. But looking into the deep eyes of wisdom, I really was at peace and I realized it will be restored. Son, time is your servant, so continue to practice living in quantum moment to create history. 24th of August. Son, rest within the circle of our love and draw from the light of love and life for all your needs. Here, within the light of love, is the limitless grace of our infinite supply of all things that you will ever need to be a son and fulfill your destiny. Awesome. Here is all the revelation, wisdom, insight, understanding, power, resources, truth, prudence, mercy, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, love, humility, and it is all freely available without limitation. We are truly blessed as sons of God to have access to the heart of the Father. Son, there is not anything that you will have need of that is not freely and abundantly available within I am that I am. The tree of life is always in season, overflowing with a limitless grace that gives you the ability to create all the things that you need. As a son, creation itself was also designed to release its bountiful supply from the riches of its glory, just as its freedom is from the riches of your glory. And we know that creation will be set free from its bondage to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. But there is inherently within the creation itself something which is good. It was designed to work together with us in cooperation, in union, in symbiosis, to be bountiful and to release its bountiful supply. And in a sense, that supply has been constricted and we have tried to asset strip creation for our selfish means rather than for mutual covenantal benefit. So in all things were created with the need to be in union and oneness of relationship in the covenant of love. Son, this is why division and competition is so alien to who we are and how we desire all things to be. Oneness and covenant in a loving union of being is the way we form creation from the desires of our heart out through the cradle of life, and that frequency resonated with life energy and activated limitless grace light. And again, that was the process of creation that came out of the Father, and we can follow that as well. Son, focus your attention on the new covenant of loving kindness and beware of the mindsets of the path of independent knowledge. Seek to be in union and oneness with all of creation, filled and overflowing with unconditional love for its freedom and complete restoration. And I really do feel and I'm connected to creation in that way more and more. There is nothing that we created that cannot be restored through the light of love shining brightly, singing joyfully its song of peace. As you rest here, expand the moment to encapsulate our pure loving desires as you have experienced through our oracles. Son, every quantum moment is filled with all the potential creative realities necessary to fulfill your destiny, aligned to our heart. Our sonship inheritance is to function within the creative ability to choose realities from all the quantum possibilities. That's what we need to be able to see. We need our mind deconstructed. We need our consciousness expanded to be able to do it, but it is our inheritance to do so. Son, come look deeper into the radiance of our glory. I found myself in the light realm of perfection, hidden within the dark cloud, looking intently at another wondrous facet of the face of that face of infinite beauty, and it is so infinitely beautiful. It's indescribable. The deeper I look, the more everything was as it should be, and I felt who I am with a certainty that I'd never felt before at that sort of level. Everything was crystal clear. No doubts, no ifs or buts, just perfection. I felt like nothing could ever be better than that. And how could it be? Because it was perfection. I was at rest, complete, one, whole, as if there was never anything else than that moment. No past, present or future, just now, perfectly living at rest in this one unlimited moment of pure joy, pure love, pure peace, just bliss. Total and absolute bliss. Son, every moment is meant to be like this, perfectly filled with all things as they were just meant to be. Son, this is your dwelling place within I am, so you can be abiding. Let all life be lived love from this moment of love, live loving, living and living, living loving kindness. 25th of August. Son, the thrones of the elements need to be occupied by the sons of God for creation's restoration. Relationship with the elementals must be restored for creation to be set free. The focus of our children needs to be turned from their do-it-yourself agenda to the sun's mandate of dominion for blessing. The global agendas must be neutralized as they regard the earth as an asset to be stripped, and that is an abuse. The relationship with creation needs to be restored so the symbiotic union that was our intention can function for the benefit of all. The cosmos is taking its cue from what is occurring in the earth sphere, and what is being broadcast through the communication networks is a false system. The other cosmic dimensions have traded on this twisted agenda, perverting our original intentions to their own agendas even further. The suns must rise and shine love's light to broadcast a higher frequency that will disrupt the false agendas and create hope. And again, so important that we embrace this. Son, all of the parts of creation are interconnected, and when one suffers, they all suffer. It is time for love, joy, and peace to spread like a virus infecting with good. It is time for global ecclesias to rise from the ashes of the church system and be storehouses for the coming harvest. We are calling our children to a global awakening to a consciousness of true love reality, but our sons need to be ready to receive the harvest that is being prepared. Son, these ecclesia must be free from mixture, pure of heart and purpose to receive the harvest. There is a religious spirit agenda to rob the purity of our sons by deceiving them with old covenant mindsets linked to Jewish mysticism. Son, you are mandated to issue a warning against the infiltration of the global ecclesia of the political and religious spirits agendas through Hebraic culture and traditions. Son, the covenant was not everlasting. It became obsolete and faded away until it was totally removed at the destruction of Jerusalem and all it represented. Son, every generation since AD 70 has been blinded by the deception that they are the last and have been distracted from the restoration of all things mandate. Every generation has been deceived by many false doctrines into thinking that they will usher in the ages to come. Son, make sure this Joshua generation is warned to guard against the end times agendas of the rapture and millennium that will emasculate them and neutralize their effectiveness for restoration. Son, the eschatology of restoration is a book that must be written to warn and prepare the Joshua generation for their restored mandate. The infiltration of the old that infects the one new man in Christ, new covenant, must be exposed, and the divisions and separations of denominating doctrines must be brought into the light of truth. Now, that was somewhat challenging to hear, and I don't particularly want that sort of mandate, to be honest, but I know God has been leading me on this for 30, 40 years, really, of unveiling eschatology and the truth of what we need to see. And the father said to me, "Son, I detect your questioning. How so many could be wrong and so few right? But that is the wrong question to be asking, because that has always been the doubts that forerunners have. As forerunners, when we embrace something new, there's a niggling doubt sometimes of, well, so many are saying the opposite thing. Well, that's always been the case. It's always been the case that there's opposition to the truth from the deception of the old. But the father knew that there were questions in my heart, and so he just gave me some reassurance. The real issue is, do you trust me and the journey that I've taken you on, so that you will not look or go back to the safe place of consensus? And I can't go back. Son, forerunners always face being alone at times on their journey, and that is a lonely place, but you are not alone there. There are others who are joining and merging the streams. Son, do not waver and trust that you are on the right path. So do not hold back. Write the book that will reveal the eschatology of restoration so our children can be free from religious and political deception. Now, I'm going to release a book on the restoration of all things, and that's being edited at the moment. And then I will then go into the eschatology of it in another thing, in another book. 26th of August. Son, our heart is always for union and oneness, but there are those who you cannot be one with as their hearts are turned to a different agenda. Now, this was a bit of a challenge because I want to be in union one with everybody. Be careful that your desire for union does not create mixture and not oneness, as relationship is possible without union. See, we can be in relationship with everybody, but you can't be in union if your hearts are not aligned to God's heart in purpose. Son, the family relationship within us is guaranteed, but must be maintained outwardly by desire and choice. But union and oneness requires there to be one heart and mind. If you are to be in a governmental group, there must be a mandated agenda for that group that comes from our heart. Son, too many diverse agendas make union impossible for that group, but relationships must be maintained. So sometimes you just can't function together when your hearts are not in agreement. But that doesn't mean you can't be in relationship, and that doesn't mean you can't honor the diversity and the differences. Communication of heart and mind must be worked at, so openness and transparency can flourish. Son, when you seek, you will find. So always seek our heart first, so you can collaborate with our mandates and agendas. And this is true whenever we ascend, whenever we engage. Son, come walk with me. We are in the realm of perfection, walking in the realm of light. Son, feel the light. Don't just see it visually, as it is alive with possibilities, bursting with creative energy. Feel and sense that life force and open your heart to it so it can feel your desire and be activated by it. Your desire is created when you are joined to us and one heart with us within the cradle of life as you brood. The resonance of your brooding creates the sound of your desire that excites the living light with possibilities. Son, you know the process, but ensure the process is relational by opening your heart to the scrutiny of perfection's light. We need to be exposed to the light of perfection to show us the imperfections of our own motives and heart's desires so they can be purified and refined in the light. Son, come here to absorb the light of perfection before you brood in the cradle of life. That will ensure a purity without mixture. When you engage as groups, you have permission to open this realm of perfected light so that you can engage the fallen ones effectively. Son, come deeper into the light of our being. In this realm of perfection, this is where the eternal now can converge with your time. Son, this will help you live from the eternal now state within time to become the convergence as you can be at rest but still moved by the events in time. Son, learn to live, move, and have your being from within us, but express your being as the light of love within time. The light realm of perfection is filled with the light of our being, as this is the light of love. The light realm of perfection is completely attuned and synchronized with who we are. There, this is why it casts no shadows. We are beings of light, and our destiny is to shine love's light into creation to bring freedom. That's who we are. We need to reconnect with that and outwork it into this created light realm with creative light ability. So again, I just want to finish with an activation. I want to encourage you just to come to that place of rest again. Close your eyes. And from that place of rest, we're just going to engage. So you can go deeper, perhaps engaging with that realm of light, engaging wherever the Father wants to take you, but from a place of intimacy and heart fusion, face to face, heart to heart. So close your eyes and just start to focus your thinking on the name of Yod Heh Vav Heh, the name of God. Start attuning and aligning your breathing with the name of God, slowing it down. Yod Heh Vav Heh, Yod Heh Vav Heh. And just breathe in slowly and breathe out slowly. Align to the rhythm of the heart, Father's heart. And just be still. Come to that place of stillness where you can receive deep revelation, experiential truth, the truth of who God is. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am that I am, and I am is love, joy, and peace. I am love, and love is I am. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Rest. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, action, resulting in joy and peace. I am that I am, and I change not. I've always been and always will be love, as love is the eternal constant. So live loved. Just let love surround you and cocoon you. Let that love surround you and cocoon you right now. Love surrounding you, cocooning you. Invite that love to fill you. Flow, filling your spirit, flowing out of the tree of life, flowing into you as the river of life, filling your spirit with love, overflowing to your soul, filling your being, your mind, your emotions, your will, filled with love. Live loved. Live loved. And love living. Love living. Be filled with joy. Let joy surround you and cocoon you. From that safe place, invite the Father to take you into the realm of light, the realm of perfection within the dark cloud, to see his face, to see the awesome beauty beyond expression, a facet of light, of truth. Go wherever the Father takes you and just rest in that deep, deep revelation of the Father's heart.